Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The following is a Breaks Media podcast.
Now listening to the best podcast in the world, The Awakened Soul, hosted by my daddy.
She's my sunshine in the rain, my Tylenol when I'm in pain, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me. Like a tall glass of lemonade, when it's burning hot on summer days, she's exactly what I need. She's soothing like the ocean rushing on the sand. She takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful, sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 86 of The Awakened Soul. It's your boy CEO Hayes here, and from the top, go ahead and follow us at Awakened Soul Pod on any social media platform. Also, you can follow me personally at CEO Hayes. Make sure you also go and check out The Breaks Media, which is the media company that hosts this podcast, as well as many, many others. We have a special announcement related to The Breaks Media coming up during the End of Mind of Hayes segment as well. Lastly, you can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns to theawakensoulpod@gmail.com, or you can also call us, text us, leave us a voicemail, 614-547-2039. We got a hell of a show planned for you this week. We have Manuel Brown from the Any Given Sunday podcast, also from the Any Given Sunday blog on the BreaksMediaNetwork.com. You can check out his sports blogs there. This is just a heck of a show. It's a fun show. PY Tiana is back with the unpopular opinion. Scoop Grady has the petty news. If this is your first time listening to The Awakened Soul, we do things a little differently here. We do have segments. Each segment has its own defined topics. So we do it a little different than the sit down typical podcast. Just sit down and talk straight through it. So the first segment that we get into is The Mind of Hayes, where I go off on whatever's in my mind for that current week. We're going to go ahead and take a musical break. We're going to get into our intro music. On the other side of that, we're going to step into the dark and twisted mind that is CEO Hayes. I will see you guys there. Are in the dark and twisted mind of CEO Hayes, the End of Mind of Hayes segment, where, you know, we don't have many things to discuss this week, honestly. One of the things that I do want to discuss, however, is the end of the government shutdown, the temporary end of the government shutdown. So they have agreed to reopen the government for 3 weeks as they continue to try to figure out funding for Trump's wall. You know, I'm happy that all those families who are out of work, that they're able to go back to work. But this highlights the bigger issue. Trump has already made all types of threats if his wall doesn't get built and everything. But at this point, it really is that the government workers are basically being held hostage unless Trump gets his way. And, you know, everyone tweeted out, well, not everyone, there were so many people who were celebrating that the end of the government shutdown, but it is only temporary. Keep your minds on that. Hopefully they can get a resolution to this so that everyone can stay in work. But honestly, I don't see it. I see that I believe the 15th is the deadline. I see at that point, it's probably just going to, the government's going to shut down again. We're going to be right back where we started from in this. Let me know what you guys think. Do you guys agree? Do you think that the government shutdown is going to stay over? Or do you think it's going to come back? Again, I just definitely wanted to talk about that shutdown. We're actually going to probably, I'm going to watch it. At this point now, I'm going to watch it. And then I'll see if we can get Andrew Bello back on. Maybe we can get a panel discussion going on the shutdown and the wall itself. So be on the lookout for that, because you know, I've talked around it. I haven't really gotten all the way into the government shutdown because, you know, this is one of the times where I feel like everyone is really paying attention to it. you know, and it's funny because I think for a lot of the ones who weren't really paying attention to it, I think once Cardi B decided to make her comments on it, that more people pay more attention to it. It's just funny how that works sometimes. But, you know, that may just be my opinion. I you know how I feel about politics. This is where we need to be paying attention. It's not just for the presidential elections, not even just when the midterms. I think that a lot of times the midterms affect how you live day to day more than the actual presidential election. But I love the turnout that we got for the midterms, but we need to keep that going. And it really seems like we are as a culture. So let's keep that moving forward. The next thing that I want to talk about in the mind of Hayes. So Kanye West. And I know. I said I wasn't going to be talking about Kanye West anymore, really. That was just about the politics. We're always going to talk about the music. So Kanye has filed a few lawsuits against Rockefeller Records, UMG Records, Def Jam, and the Bravado International Group, in which he is really trying to get rid of any contracts and get control over his career. He's trying to get control over EMI, not over EMI itself, but they have published his songs since 2003. He's trying to get ownership over that. Even in this, it was uncovered in these documents that he mentioned how he revitalized Jay-Z's career with the Blueprint, which I have some issues. Well, let me not say issues. I kind of disagree there, because I think Jay-Z has always done a really good job at staying relevant over throughout his career. And throughout that, he's worked with different producers. If you look at each era, I guess, of Jay-Z's career that we're going to look at, each phase, I guess is a better way to put it, he's worked with different producers over each phase. Of course, he's going to work with Kanye a little more closely because of the relationship that developed there, as well as Kanye developing to artists in his own right. But that got me thinking, what do we lay a lot of the not really the resurgence, because I never think Jay, I don't think Jay-Z ever went away, but do we give Kanye a lot of responsibility for keeping Jay-Z in the limelight during that time, during the Blueprint albums and everything? Do we think that he really added or revitalized Jay-Z's career? Maybe it's just the word revitalize that I personally disagree with, because to revitalize something, it would have to mean that it was dead. And I don't think Jay-Z's career was ever that. He definitely added new flavor, new funk, everything to Jay-Z, but every producer Jay-Z's worked with has done that. That's just the nature of the game. When you work with different producers, it's going to add different layers to your music, different elements. But maybe that's just, again, maybe that's just my perception. Again, one of the things that we always try to do here on The Awakened Soul, we make the audience part of the conversation. We make the listeners part of this. So let me know what you guys think. Do you think that Kanye is responsible in any part of the early 2000s era of Jay-Z's career? let me know. The next thing that we want to talk about, and we did talk about this heavily on the Breaks Radio, so go back to there to see kind of, we didn't do a straight up full review, but we gave a more in-depth thoughts of Trigger Warning. So I'm not going to really get into that there, but I do want to mention, even though I had some issues with some of the things being staged in Trigger Warning, I love what Killer Mike is trying to do with the series. I love a lot of his thought processes, a lot of his ideas on that show, and just like everything, putting a spotlight on so many things. And he while it's funny, the series is very funny, it's very educational as well. And if you don't walk away from that thinking a little bit differently about, you know, things you've taken for granted, things you've kind of seen and are done, and you know, you just take it for what it was. The episode on him wanting to see a black Jesus or a black representation in religion, I think is something that, you know, has been talked about throughout the culture. So it's a good series. If you guys haven't seen it, that's Trigger Warning on Netflix by Killer Mike. It's only 6 episodes, so it's a very easy watch. Go and check it out. Really, really go and check it out, because I think that, like I said, the whole Crippa-Cola thing was proven, like we've talked about it on Breaks Radio, but it was proven to kind of be staged, a lot of that. But again, a lot of the ideas in the series itself are great, and I love what he's trying to do with it. I hope he gets to season 2. We need to embrace this. Netflix, for a while there, didn't have a lot of black representation in its original series. And they, over the course of like the last year or two, have really tried to fix that image and to bring more things on that show. We know She's Gotta Have It, The Rapture, this Killer Mike thing. And I know I'm forgetting probably another 2 or 3 shows, but they've really, really been trying. So hats off to them there. The last thing that I want to talk about is the announcement. So I teased that we had an announcement for the Breaks Media Network, the Breaks Media as a whole, and I'm really excited for this. Before we get into it, the exciting part of the announcement, unfortunately, tea time from I'm Just Saying, the ladies there actually didn't, just their schedules got out of whack. So you guys have probably noticed, like, the episodes were dropping every week. Slowly have fallen off, as they really did try to keep that afloat. But you know, I mean, that's one of the things when they agreed to do Tea Time originally, for it was part of the Breaks radio. It was a segment on the Breaks radio. It got so popular, it spun off into its own show, its own weekly show. And so anytime you ask someone from going to do a 3 to 5 minute segment to doing a whole 30 minute episode each week, the schedule just got crazy there. So they're still doing I'm Just Saying, I believe, so definitely continue to support them there. But with that, it left a hole in the Breaks Media. And so there's this podcast that I've been following for a while that I love what they're doing. A, their hustle cannot be matched, and in building a company, you want to align with people that you already love their content, that you already support their content, but that also is going to match your drive. And I'm proud to announce that the Team Podcast is officially joining the Breaks Media. So shout out to all the wonderful ladies there. I'm going to try to have them on the show so that we can really discuss it, and you guys can hear, you know, over the course of the last month, I've really focused on having just members of the Breaks Media as guests, so we can, you know, we can highlight, we can network, we can collab, all that good stuff. And I really want to get them on. I know it's quite a few of them, so it may be harder than others to reel everyone in, but we're focused on trying to get it done. So shout out to all the ladies there. That's Beck, Danny, Joe, and Trail. Like, the fact that they are joining the team is, I couldn't be more excited about. So we're going to continue to support them. Look out for big things coming from them. Their 1-year anniversary is coming up. So if you go to their social media, that's the Team Podcast. You can check out, buy tickets to their 1-year anniversary show, which is actually also being hosted by Wheezy from Horrible Decisions. But we got some big stuff planned in 2019. We're going to get it. So that's definitely a plus. As well as, we got some new stuff coming from the blog. Me and my brother BJ, who is actually the co-owner of the Breaks Media, my business partner, check his podcast out, Change the Subject. We have some really big stuff planned for 2019. And I just love the breath of fresh air that they're bringing into this company. That's it. That's it for the In the Mind of Hayes segment. You guys know what's coming up next. We're going to get into the unpopular opinion from PYT Tiana. We're going to get into a commercial first for that. On the other side of that, you're going to be hearing the unpopular opinion. I will see you guys after that.
What up, everybody? This is Scoop Grady.
This is your boy, AB.
Make sure y'all check out the Inside Scoop, the second of every Wednesday.
Make sure y'all check us out.
Yeah, man, we dropping this shit every other Wednesday, man, at 11 motherfucking o'clock. Please kill, kill, double fucking kill.
Good morning to y'all. Happy Monday to you. How y'all feeling this morning? It's a brand new week, y'all. Let's set it off with an unpopular opinion. So y'all ever scroll through social media and see everybody living their best life with their nice clothes and their nice cars, nice houses and families and whatnot? And you think to yourself, damn, I sure would be happy if I had all that. I wonder what that feel like. Don't feel bad. You are not alone. I too am guilty of scrolling through my timeline and comparing my life to other people's, trying to figure out what it is that I'm doing wrong and what it is that they doing so right. But you know what? I found that that keeps you from being able to achieve true happiness. And that is my unpopular opinion. You see, comparison is the thief of joy. No matter how well you're doing in life, it's always going to be somebody that's doing better than you. You be a millionaire, somebody going to be a billionaire. You be a billionaire, somebody going to be a trillionaire. And the cycle is never ending. And the more time you take worrying about dads and trying to keep up with the Joneses, the less time you have to spend enjoying your own. I can't tell y'all how much time I done wasted scrolling through Instagram, trying to figure out what it is that I'm doing wrong and these Instagram models doing right. Badass chicks with nice ass clothes and nice ass cars and nice ass condos, flashing money with nice ass nails. Make it make sense. I mean, I ain't got time to travel around the corner, let alone out the country. One day I just had to sit down and have a real conversation with myself. I had to straight up tell myself that that's not your stuff, baby. That's them people's stuff. And what they have does not concern you. Furthermore, how they got it does not concern you. The value you put on what you have should not be determined by how it measures up against what someone else has. You are your own benchmark, point blank, period. There are gonna be times where you gain the world. But there's going to be somebody out there that's going to gain the world, the moon, and the stars. And that's not for you to feel no kind of way about, and it's damn sure not for you to compare yourself to. If anything, it's for you to use as motivation to be even better than what you already are. But don't you ever look at your own situation and discount your own achievements because they don't measure up or exceed another person's. You see, life is a one-man race. And the only record that you have to beat is the last one you set. And that's all I have to say about that. This has been Unpopular Opinion with me, PY Tiana, the Around Intellectual Girl. Follow at Official ATL Girl on all social media outlets and subscribe on YouTube at Around Intellectual Girl. You got unpopular opinions? I want to know like Joe. Send them to aroundintellectualgirl@gmail.com. I'm serving up hot morning tea 7 days a week. You need a morning push? You know where to find me. Happy Monday to you.
And that is PYT Tiana giving you the real each and every week. Man, she's been on fire. She has been on fire. Definitely go and check her out on all her social media platforms. Like I said before last week, if you need a morning push, she is the person you definitely need to follow. Like, once that good morning to y'all hits, like, if you don't feel all that annoyance and everything from the day before go away, I mean, like, if someone was pissing you off at work, I'm telling you, once that good morning to y'all hits and you say, I'm telling you. Then she got the merch. Like I seen a t-shirt or something. Like I need one of those. It's I don't know if the color will be flattering on me, but nonetheless, I just need it just because, you know, I just need that energy around me. But definitely go and check her out. Like I really don't have much to add. She hit it on the head this week as she does each and every week. Go and follow her, go and support. She's one of a great addition to the Awakened Soul. But speaking of great additions, we got to get into the next segment, which you guys already know. After you get the unpopular opinion, then you hear a little bit more haze. Who's to come after that? The one and only Scoop Grady is coming next. We're going to get into a commercial. On the other side of that commercial is going to be the petty news from Scoop Grady. Then after that, we get into the discussion topic for the week. I will see you guys there.
What's up, everybody? This is Dan, a.k.a. Dan on Drugs.
And I am Afro Becky, a.k.a. Afro Becky. And we are the Black Law
and Legal Lies Podcast. A weekly legal podcast for the culture.
Each week, we have conversations with our co-host, Anne, a licensed and practicing
/ ratchet ass attorney, as well as myself, a rehabilitated criminal, and our lovely, esteemed moderator, Afro Becky.
Most of our topics are legal in nature, and we discuss them in a relatable way. We release new episodes every Tuesday.
Yo, you can find us anywhere podcasts are available.
Or you can find us on social media at Black Law Podcast. So check us out.
Or don't.
Hey!
What? Sometimes people do like the opposites.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We are back with the petty news. I am Scoop Grady. Thank you all for listening. We got so much in store, y'all. Rapper DMX is out of prison, everybody. The dog is back in the doghouse. Well, back home, where the bones at. You know what? Never mind. Just forget it. DMX is out, everybody. As soon as DMX got out of jail, where's the one place you think he went? That's right, y'all. He went to perform. He performed live in front of people in New York. And I ain't gonna lie, DMX is the only person I know that can get out of jail and go to a place and perform and people will still be bumping this shit. People forget that DMX, back in like 2000, DMX was probably the best rapper in the game, next to probably Jay-Z or Nas. DMX was that dude, you know what I'm saying? He was on the verge of being better than Tupac. Yeah, hopefully DMX stay out of jail and clean, man. We need DMX to stay on the right track. We tired of seeing DMX go to jail. Next. Herpes Trump announced a deal has been reached to temporarily reopen the government. The shutdown is over, everybody. For only 3 weeks. What type of shit is that? This man got the damn government on a 3-week deal, and it's gonna close right back. Like, I don't understand that. What the hell? 3 weeks? The only thing I gotta say for everybody is y'all better file them taxes ASAP. Y'all got 3 weeks to file all that crap. This is just ridiculous. He is not taking us serious. He is not taking government serious. He is just, hey, y'all voted for him. I don't know what to say. Y'all voted for this crazy man. Trump is the only person I know that will threaten his own country to get what he wants. This don't make sense. No president I know of has ever threatened his own country. Supposed to be helping your country, nah. What the fuck? They helped you with your bald head. They gave you a herpes. Now you need to put up herpes around the country. Next, Rapper The Game has a couple verses for Kim Kardashian. Stated he held her by the throat while she swallowed his kid. Oh my goodness, Lord Jesus. Hey, Kanye, I need you to have that same energy you had with Nick Cannon times 35. Kanye should not take none of this nonsense, this BS that The Game is out here putting. I understand The Game is violent. You know, Kanye, this your wife now. You knew she was grabbed by the throat to begin with, but damn it, you better stand up for this damn girl, alright? You better let The Game know you ain't no bitch now. Oh, that's your wife still, bro. You better come with some psycho shit. Man, Kanye, you better, man, Kanye. And then on top of that, you suing Rockefeller, so you got a lot going on, so, hey. And I feel like the only reason you suing Rockefeller is because Jay-Z and Meek Mill are best friends now. That's the only reason why you suing these people. But besides all that, hey, Kanye, you better step up to this dude. Don't be no bitch now. You can't, ain't nothing worse than being a public bitch, okay? It's cool if you're a private bitch. But last but not least, y'all, we got the petty question of the week. And the petty question is, which one are you taking? A perfect credit score or $6 million right now? Petty question of the week, which one are you taking? A perfect credit score or $6 million right now? And that is all we have for today. Thank you all for listening to the Petty News Report. I am Scoop Grady. Thank you for listening. Continue to follow Awakened Soul, and y'all be cool.
Welcome to Technical File, the sports podcast you never knew you needed.
It's your boy, T-I-M-K-I-N-Z, the number 3, a.k.a. Go-Go Power Ranger. Yeah, this is the Black Ranger. It's me, a.k.a. Mr. Give It To Me. It's Ash Ketchum in his bed.
I am the Eric J.
Only known as...
The Eric J.
And I'm Camille, point guard of the crew, the real-life Tifa Lockhart, the girl next door. You know, holding it down for all the women who love sports.
And it's your boy, K Harris, the gentleman.
The gentleman. The gentleman.
Also known as K Diddy.
Take that.
But better known as the people's
jabroni.
And that's us. I mean, we four friends come together every week to talk about the biggest stories in sports with our own flair to it. Let me tell you, you ain't never heard a sports podcast that's entertaining before.
Damn straight.
So check us out every Wednesday. Get at us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was it. That was Scoop Grady with the Petty News. You also heard from Technical Foul there. It sounded like Scoop Grady was recording the Petty News from the inside of a uterus. But nonetheless, I mean, hey, Scoop is into some shit, man. I don't know what to say. But nonetheless, we're going to get into the discussion topic for this week featuring Manuel Brown, Manny Brown from the Any Given Sunday podcast. Definitely go and check that out. This is just a dope discussion between brothers about building your brand, how he became part of the Breaks Media, how me and him got in touch, how he started this podcast. Just continuing that series we've been doing all month with the creatives from the Breaks Media and the contributors and just their product. Don't worry. I know you guys, you come to the Awakened Soul for that deep content, that controversial sometimes, but those deep, deep discussions. We're going to get back into that very shortly. But with starting a new company, I really wanted to introduce and use that to jumpstart a lot of the people from the Breaks Media that you may not be familiar with. So we're going to get into that conversation after this music. I will see you guys there. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys always know I get excited when I have a first time guest, just because it's nice to offer a different and original point of view for anyone who listens to The Awakened Soul. But I bring in a guy, man, who I really enjoy your podcast. I know you just recently rebranded it. I enjoyed it so much that I asked you to write for the sports blog of the Breaks Media. Mr. Manny Brown is in the building from Any Given Sunday. What's going on?
What's going on, everybody? What's good, Ace? What's good?
Man, I'm living. I'm living, man.
The American dream?
I don't know about the American dream, man. I don't know.
Hey, man, you got a house, kids, 40 acres and a mule. That's the American dream, huh?
I wish we had 40 acres in the mule. So the sports podcast, well, it's not, and it's funny because, yeah, you're a sports podcast, but you talk about a lot more than sports, man. Let's get into your mind there. How'd you come up with Any Given Sunday? I know that's not the original name of the podcast. Was it Technical Foul Podcast? Is that right?
Yeah. So, I started podcasts in December 13th of 2016, but realistically, like, my podcast started in my head like 10 years prior, basically. Nah, but it started out as the Technical Foul Podcast, and I kind of, you could kind of speak to this a little bit. You know, when you start podcasting, you don't know as much as you should know. So I kind of was like, oh, I found a good name, and I was like, at first I Googled it, and when I first looked up my name, you know, the Technical Foul Podcast, nobody else had it. It wasn't on iTunes, it wasn't anywhere else. So I was like, cool, I'm going to name my podcast Technical Foul. Nobody else got it, so that's dope. Boom, right? So fast forward 6 months later, I start my podcast. I'm happy, I'm excited, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We doing this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I got a couple friends of mine. We doing the podcast or whatever. And lo and behold, there's like 3 other Technical Fouls. So at first it was just like, damn, should I keep the name? Should I, you know, change it or whatever? And like my gut was always to change it, because, you know, you want something unique. You want, you know, something identifiable with your own, you know, with your own show, your own brand or whatever, right?
Absolutely.
Finding a name for it or whatever. You know, so we're finding a name for it. So I just kept it Technical Foul for about, and I hated it because I was like, man, and every week, yo, I would notice like there's another show coming up as Technical Foul, spelled with a K, or technical, like T foul. I mean, just having to do with Technical Foul, right? So I was like, man, I got to change this name, bro. So I just kept scouring. I'm like, what's a good podcast name? And I just couldn't find nothing. I couldn't find anything that I liked, anything that stuck to me, anything that I was just like, that's it. And then randomly one day, I'm talking to a guy at work, and we just happened to be talking about movies, you know, because I'm a movie buff too. So like, we just happened to talk about movies, and we got on the subject of Al Pacino, and we just going through, just talk about Al Pacino and how, you know, some of his movies are dope, and lately I haven't liked some of his performances or whatever. Like, just talk about movies, right? And then I just so happened to bring up Any Given Sunday. And it just, like that, it just clicked. Like, damn, Any Given Sunday. I record my podcast on Sunday. Any Given Sunday, going off the theme of, you know, football or whatever, but it's more than that. You know what I mean? So it just, I like that name for some reason. So it stuck with me. So I went. That's my long-winded explanation, Any Given Sunday.
No, but I mean, I feel the name. It's funny, too, because, like, Any Given Sunday for a long time was one of my favorite movies of like the time. Like, it's a great Al Pacino. First of all, you get Al Pacino in anything is going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
But it's funny that no one else has that name, because like, you would think like, once when you rebranded it, I'm like, Any Given Sunday, like, I wonder if he's going to run into the same problem. And like, no one has that name. It's good. You hopped on it though. And the logo's dope.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. And shout out to my boy, Orlando, who did the artwork or whatever. Dope dude. So check it out. If you ever need some artwork, DM me. I will put you in contact. The dude is a bad dude, man. He do whatever, anything you want him to do, he'll do it. But yeah, so I looked up Any Given Sunday, and I found like one guy on SoundCloud that had like a mixtape, Any Given Sunday. But other than that, like, no other podcast, no other anything. I haven't copyrighted it yet, so don't steal my name, listeners. But
seriously,
like, nobody else took the name. So yeah, I was happy. I was excited. I was like, yes, because that was another thing I was running into. Like, I found like a good name or a name that I kind of liked. Of course, somebody else had it. It didn't even matter if like the podcast had like 3 episodes in 3 years. Somebody else had that name. So I was like, you know, damn it. But yeah, man, I lucked out. Any Given Sunday was not taken, so it's cool.
That's I mean, it's all about the name, like, especially with this mini podcast pop up. You really kind of want your own name, because you want to be the first thing that comes up in iTunes. Like, when I chose my name, the Awakened Soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a mouthful, but hey, no one has it, and people get it confused. Like, they, of course, when you first see it, you thinking, oh, it's going to be about woke. It has nothing to do with being woke. But I love that. I love the name and like the vision I have for it and everything. It was perfect. So I completely understand. It's all about a name, and you got to be able to bring.
That's the most important part of it too. Is like, do you like it? You know what I'm saying? It's because like, I tell every, you know, I've had a couple of people to ask me about this, and it's like, yo, this is your passion project. Like, this has to be your vision. You know what I mean? Like, people can tell you, oh, well, you should do this, or you should do it like this, or you know, but this has to be your vision.
Absolutely.
If you're doing this, if you're putting in the work and the time and the hours and the money to do everything that you're trying to do, like, yo, this has to be your vision from the very bottom to the very top, from the very granular thing to the most biggest of topics, subjects, whatever having to do with your podcast. It has to be your vision. So,
and you were doing Technical Foul originally for 74 episodes, I believe. Then you switched. So now you've done 4 episodes of Any Given Sunday. So much. What's the biggest thing for any podcast who's listening, who's thinking about rebranding or anything? What's the biggest difficulty you ran into with your rebrand, if any? And what would you suggest for any podcasts that are thinking about rebranding coming in 2019?
Well, honestly, like, it was kind of easy in a lot of ways, because it wasn't, you know, it's weird because when I first started, I didn't know anything about doing a podcast. Of course, I listened to podcasts and I followed podcasts for so long, but I didn't know anything about actually doing a podcast. So I kind of felt like, it's weird because at first I was too scared to like change the name, because I was like, I was getting in a good groove by the time, you know, that 74th episode popped up. You know, I was like, I was already doing it for almost 2 years. So like, man, I'm afraid to change now because that's like kind of backtracking a little bit. But honestly, it wasn't too hard. Once I found the name and a logo that I wanted, you know, it was easy to change my, you know, it was easy to change my RSS feed. It was easy to change, you know, everything that I was doing. So it was kind of a seamless transition in a lot of ways. So it wasn't too hard from the actual technical process of it. It wasn't too hard at all, honestly. You know, you always have kind of the fear of, damn, you know, I kind of got in a good groove. I was doing something for a while under this brand, and then I got to change it over. So now I got to market a new brand. So that's always a little bit of a challenge, because, you know, so I remember like the first time I officially changed it, right? And I told all my friends, and they told their friends, you know, it was like, damn, you got a new podcast? I'm like, nah, it's kind of the same podcast, but I'm rebranding it. So, you know, you kind of start from the beginning a little bit. So that's like the challenge, of course, is, you know, getting used to the new brand and new name and, you know, making that stick. But honestly, it wasn't too bad. My advice for anybody that that's thinking about rebranding is find that name or that logo or anything that you want, and just go with it. Just run with it. You know what I mean? Just go with it. Run with it. Run with that vision, and just you know, go all the way with it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I know, like, again, because I feel like just calling the sports podcast kind of misses some. So everyone, go and listen. But how do you find like the way to bring it all back to sports, but also talk about other things? Because you talk about pop culture, you talk about other things than just sports, but do you ever kind of feel like, okay, let me get back focused on sports. I want to get too far off because I know what they came here for. Do you just run with it and let it go?
It's kind of a two-pronged thing. So like, of course I'm a sports podcaster first and foremost, obviously. But I mean, as you know, following sports as well, like, there'll be some dead periods in the year. You know what I mean? This is, you know, pretty soon the NFL is going to be gone. And I always think, like, the worst times of the year as a sports fan is that, like, in-between period between, you know, the end of the NFL season, so the Super Bowl, and March Madness starting up. So, you know, because the NBA, I mean, if you're an NBA fan, it's like 82 games is a long season. And you kind of get through, like, that slow period where there's not a lot going on. You don't really have to follow it on a day-to-day basis unless you're covering the NBA on a, you know, unless you're like a beat writer following the team on a day. So that's like a dead period. Like, I always say that February, like, basically the Monday after the Super Bowl to, like, you know, maybe the start of conference tournaments week, so March, that's like dead period number one of the sports year. So obviously you got a month to fill of shows, you know what I mean? So that's the time where you can kind of explore a little bit, you know, do different topics. Of course, the sports calendar and the sports news cycle never stops. So just when you think it's a dead period, something will pop off. You know what I mean? Some athlete will do something stupid and you got a topic to run with, or, you know, something will happen. One of the leagues will do something. I mean, any news story can pop off there, but usually that's that quiet period of the year. That's the first real quiet period of the year. And then the second quiet period of the year, I would say, is kind of like, basically, like July to maybe the start of training camp in the NFL. So basically, to start that first preseason game, it's kind of a dead period too. So it's like a month long there in the summertime. People are out. People are not really following sports on a day-to-day basis. So that's another time you can kind of explore a little bit. But as far as topics and guests and stuff like that, for me, doing the podcast, I center it around sports. But, you know, a lot of times too, like, I that's another thing when I rebranded too, I didn't want to do the same show that I was doing. I felt like that was an opportunity to kind of go, because when I did Technical Foul, I was part of a two-man team. And then my boy that I was hosting the show with just couldn't do the show anymore. You know what I mean? He just, life got in the way, adulting got in the way. So he couldn't do any basis. So I that's another thing that I struggled. I left out in the last question that, you know, now I was in a situation where I had to host the show by myself. So, and I was against that because I was like, damn, hosting a show by yourself is kind of, So I kind of used that rebranding as a launching pad to do something different with my show. So I wanted to do a sport podcast that I interviewed not just sports writers or sports people, but also just, you know, pop culture and people in entertainment. You know, I want to reach out to comedians. I want to center it around sports, but also talk to them about different things. Like, if I interview a rapper that I know is knowledgeable in sports, of course, I'm going to center that conversation around their love for sports, but I'm also going to ask them, you know, pop culture like that. And same goes for anybody that I interview.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it's almost two things that are going to universally almost bind anyone. That's music and that's sports. Right. Almost everyone has a favorite sport that they follow, and almost everyone has a favorite artist that they identify with. Those are like the universal binders of people. But so you've recently branched out into blog writing. You know, shout out to the BreaksMediaNetwork.com. But so I know I reached out for you to that. What were your first thoughts? Were you like, this nigga is crazy? Or was it like, you know what? I think I could do this.
It was kind of both, honestly. Like, at first, I was just like, damn, this nigga's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had been thinking about doing it. So here's the thing with me. Like, I hate writing, but I think I can do it. I hate the actual process of sitting down and finding a topic that I want to write about and just putting words on paper. You know what I'm saying? I hate that process. But I love it. It's so freeing. It's like your words, it's your mind flowing and you're just going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always wanted to do it. I was always interested in doing it. And it was something that I was like, if I get the opportunity, I might just take a chance on it. And I had opportunities come up, you know, I had different sites and stuff reach out to me and, hey, would you mind, you know, would you want to blog or whatever? And I kind of was like, I don't know. But when you reached out to me, I had kind of been thinking about it for a while. And then it just so happens that you just reached out to me. And I was kind of debating it at first. And I was going to say, nah, no thanks. But then I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just do it. Why not? You know, I'll try it out, see what happens, see if I like it, and, you know, just go from there. So that's kind of how that was, really.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad you said yes, first of all. And it's funny because I was going to reach out to you about the podcast joining the network, and then you kind of like die down for a while. I'm like, let me not, like, I don't know what's going, because me and you hadn't talked. I was like, I don't know what's going on with this podcast. Right. Like, if he's thinking about stepping away, I want to be like, hey, you know, jump back in and do this. But then when you rebranded, I'm like, all right, like, let me get my feet wet. I'm like, let me holler.
And that's another thing too. Like, when I rebranded, it kind of just stopped. Like, what happened was I got sick. You know, long story short, I got pneumonia for a couple weeks and I got sick. So by the time I got back or whatever, I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this time that I have off to rebrand, because I was already planning it in my head. So I was just like, you know what? Let me just do it. So I did it and just went there or whatever. So you weren't the only person that had that same, this nigga just really just stopped doing his podcast without saying anything. No. It wasn't that wasn't the original plan. I had gotten sick and then I missed like basically 3 or 4 shows. And then it was just like, you know what? Let me just do the rebrand now. It's better to just do it this and just come back out than just kind of keep doing shows. And then one day just randomly come back out any given Sunday. Like, it was just nothing. You know what I mean? So yeah. That's how I did that.
That's what's up. There was something else that came to my mind I wanted to ask you, and I completely forgot about it.
Like, no, you said you were going to ask me about joining the podcast, you know, the network.
Yes, or whatever. Absolutely. And the thing is that listening to you, you're super articulate. Like, people say I'm articulate, but I fluctuate in and out of being articulate. I'm not even going to lie. Like, sometimes I just don't feel like it. But I was like, you know what? This guy has to be a great writer.
We all got our fluctuations. We got to be versatile.
Sometimes I just feel like, you know what? The subject doesn't call for me to be articulate. So I'm just, F it. Like, I'm just going to be me. Like, exactly. But if you catch me in these Monday through Friday in these corporate streets, oh, I'm articulate as hell. I need to be able to turn it off.
Facts.
So, man, what's next, man? What's next for you? For any given Sunday, like, what do you want to see it grow? Because I know you, outside of the partnership with the Breaks Media, you like announced some other stuff. So, like, what's coming next? What's coming down the pipeline?
So, I don't know if you're a hip hop fan. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Dead End Hip Hop, but I recently just partnered with them. So I'm basically kind of under, so kind of similar how you were going to ask me to join your podcast network. I just joined their podcast network. And you know, so they do a bunch of shows. They have Dead End Hip Hop. They have Dead End Sports. They have Is the Mic Still On? They have Dead End Gaming. So I just, and Chris Platt, strictly, hip hop and basketball show that he does. So I just joined that network. So, it's dope, man. Cause you know, Dead End Hip Hop is a great group of dudes, man. They've been so helpful. They've reached out. They've shout out to Ken, who runs Dead End Media. He's been so helpful. I kind of was like my podcast mentor or whatever. So, yeah, he asked me to join the team and join the team or whatever. So I just jumped at the opportunity, man. So my goal is, like any podcaster's goal, man, is to show, man, go to podcast, be the best podcast in the world, man. Humbly, you know what I mean? Just try to get, man. Every show, you know, just try to get better, try to learn. I guess, and too, man, it's You know, it's, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So, you know, you got to just keep working at it. So people that are actually thinking about doing a podcast, man, like, I'll tell you a secret. Like, I never listened to any of my shows until like recently. Like, so I had 74 episodes of TFP, right, over basically in 2 years. So the first show that I ever listened to myself beginning to end was like episode 67 or something like that. So like I used to, because I remember I listened to the first show and I was like, man, I sound horrible. Like, man, who's gonna listen to this? This is crappy. Like, man, this shit is whack. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just had, because you know how it is when you listen to yourself on a, you know, on a song or on a, you know, just talking or whatever, you sound weird. You sound, because you're not used to hearing your voice. You're used to other people listening to you and you hearing other people's voice, but you're not used to hearing your own voice. You know what I mean? So when you actually get to listen to yourself, it sounds weird. So I remember that I never would want to listen to myself at all. So, cause I'm, that's another thing with me. Like I'm a perfectionist. So like, if it doesn't sound right, if I don't think it, you know, one little thing for me can just throw it off and I'm just like, I hate this show. So I never would listen back, you know, but I would always get positive feedback. So I'm like, all right, I guess, and people would listen. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm doing something right. But so yeah, man. So, damn, I went off on a tangent, but no, like that's so I would never listen to myself. So, just try to grow the show and get better and, you know, just keep doing my thing. I'm doing the blogging now for the site. I'm my plan with that is to do it every other week. So, I did it last week. So this week I didn't have a piece. So I'm trying to have a piece, next week. Maybe I'm trying to look for a topic, maybe something centered around the Super Bowl. So yeah, that's basically going to be the goal for 2019. Man, I told myself sitting down at the kitchen table the end of last year, man, I'm just like, yo, 2019, I'm going hard from January 1st on. I'm going hard. So, just doing shows, getting better, more guests, different guests each week. So yeah.
And that's funny because like, I feel like I started at the end of 2017, like the last three, four months. 2018, I feel like was me really like perfecting what I wanted to do with it. And I decided 2019 is going to be year I go for all of it. Like I want it all. So bro, I feel you, man, and that's why.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's why I really love I connect with people. Like I feel like I'm down. I could guess with anyone. I could find my chemistry with almost anyone because I've been doing this for so long now. But like people I really connect with and like fuck with and ride with, I want it to all be people who really want the most out of this because it's different. Like it's different when you have people who podcast just like as something to do, and people who, while it still may just be something. Of course, none of us are making enough money to quit our 9 to 5, yeah, so I would never expect that. Exactly, yeah. But you got to have pride in your craft. You have to have pride in what you do, pride in everything that you touch. And that's my thing is I'm trying to connect with more people who have pride, no matter what level, no matter what your ultimate goal is to take it. But if you have pride in what you're creating in podcasting or YouTube or whatever, like whatever medium you're with, those are the people I'm really trying to bring in and say, you know what, let's build this together. Like it doesn't matter if you're on my network, it doesn't matter if you're on another network, but the thing is that I feel like people who collab like that and we talk and we communicate, and I can objectively go to you and be like, hey bro, like listen to my last show, like I'm not quite sure how I feel about it, but listen to it, and I know you're gonna come back and be like, bro, it was good, but you know what, you kind of missed the beat on this. That's the people I need around me. Like people who are gonna check me and we're gonna grow together to push each other further, man. Iron sharpens iron, I truly believe it.
Fact, yo. I mean, for real. And that's the other thing too about, and whoever's listening to this that's maybe thinking about doing a podcast, out of all the industries that I've worked in my life, you know, networking is very important, obviously. You know, everybody, you have a 9 to 5 job, I have a 9 to 5 job. So networking is very important in 2019 America, basically 2019 in the world, networking in anything you do, especially if you're doing a job or a career or anything. Networking is very important. But the thing that I found the most amazing about podcasting, man, is the podcasting community is so, you know, fucking dope, bro. Like I honestly have never been in like an industry where like I've reached out to like just, and it's not even like podcasts like in our genre, like other I do a cooking podcast, but hey, if you need pointers or you need a guest, like I'll jump on. You want me to retweet your follow or share? Like, yo, it's been so, like, this community is so dope, bro. Like I've met so many amazing people. 'Cause that's another thing, when you started, like I'm naturally a competitive person. So like, I always felt reaching out to other sports podcasts because I felt like I was in competition. But then I learned, I was like, nah, like just because I do my show, I do like, you know, like even think about the big podcasts, like Bill Simmons isn't necessarily competing with, you know, Colin Cowherd's show or vice versa. You know what I mean? So like we could collaborate, we could do shit. I still do my show. You do your show. We collaborate. We help each other out. But at the end of the day, it's my passion, it's my view of podcasting. And he does his, you know, John Doe does his view and his view of podcasting. And doesn't mean that we can't help each other out. And we can't both, you know what I'm saying, function in the same medium. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times people get that misconstrued, like, oh, well, if you do a podcast and, you know, you have another person that does a sports podcast, y'all in competition. Nah, like, not at all. Like, we all can eat in this business. You know what I mean? We all can eat. You know what I mean? And plus, you know, I've met thousands of people that listen to podcasts. They don't just listen to one podcast. They listen to several podcasts, sometimes in the same genre. Like, just because, you know, I mean, think of anything like hip hop. Like, is there just one hip hop magazine? No, for the longest time it was The Source, it was XXL, and yes, they were in competition with each other, but like me growing up, like I read The Source and I also read XXL. Some pieces I liked in XXL, some pieces I liked in The Source. Like, and it wasn't like I only read XXL, or I only read The Source, you know, or I only shop at JCPenney's, I don't shop at Macy's. People are able to walk through at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think you made a great comparison, because people are always so quick to compare radio to podcasting. And while I think there is a lot of overlay, and of course, podcasting in a lot of ways is becoming the new radio, but I think it's even more so replacing what printed magazines used to be. Because you used to pick up magazines because you knew each writer has their own spin or their own unique way interviewing. They also have their own views on hip hop. Now you're getting that with podcasting. Yep. People aren't sitting down to read anymore, but they'll pop in an earbud and listen to you while they work out, while they work, while they're driving. Like, and it's a medium that everyone, like you said, everyone can eat. And I truly think that there's almost a lane for anyone who really wants to take podcasting serious. You can do it. No matter how many other podcasters are like it, you can do it. It just depends on, you got to find a unique way. You got to find your voice, not even necessarily a unique way, but people get so caught up in, I have to come off like a host, or I have to come off like, no, just be you. Like, if people can hear fakeness all day, what's going to get them coming back every week is them liking your view.
Yep.
Yeah. You as a person. So you gotta put your own personality on it.
Absolutely. And that was the biggest thing, you know, that I struggled with, too. It's like, you know, because we all have that. Like, you know, if I do something, I want to be the best at it, and I want to do it. I take pride in my work. So if I'm doing a podcast, like, I want it to be dope. I want it to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? So and we all struggle with that. Like, at first, like, man, I want to sound professional. But I had to get out of that mindset of like, yo, I just got to be me. I got to do the show how I want to do it. If I'm going to do this, and let's say I do this podcast and it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't blow up, at least I know I don't want to be one of those guys that 20 years down the line, you know, I regret it not doing the podcast, or I regret it how I did my podcast. I want to know that I did it my way. It was dope to me. It was dope to a couple people. Yeah, maybe it didn't work out, or maybe it didn't go the way as far as I wanted it, but at least I did it, and I did it my way. And that's the biggest thing that you have to put yourself in your mind frame. Like, yo, I did my show. I'm doing it how I want to do it. I have the logo that I want. I'm speaking to the audience that I want to speak. I'm reaching the audience that I want to reach. I want to speak to the audience that I want to speak to. And it's just, it's dope to me. And that's the best. And that's the biggest thing, man, honestly.
There you go. You got to be genuine in what you do, man. That's 100%. Yep. And that's why, and you can always tell the ones that fall off after 6 months, 8 months of doing it, and they just fall off the face of the earth, is because, like, stop worrying about, like, being perfect. I have a saying, and I'm going to stop here, but it's been my thing lately, is that if your views on your podcast are always PC and you don't ever have a controversial view, and I'm not saying be controversial just to be controversial, but everyone has a view and opinion on something that's not going to be what the public has. If I never hear that from you, I'm going to stop listening to your podcast, because at that point, I feel like you're not being genuine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and I think too, when you bring that up, because like, I used to get into it with my wife a little bit, because my wife, like, oh, you curse a lot on your podcast. And my older brothers would say, like, oh, you curse a lot on your podcast. And it was like, I feel like you need, like, like, as a sports fan, like, you have your show, your mainstream shows, your PTIs, your whatever radio shows you listen to in your local market, or, you know, shows on ESPN, and they're all just the same kind of cookie cutter sports shows. But I want a show that appeals to the average sports fan. I want a show that talks to the sports fan how normal sports fans are. Like, when you talking, like, me and you, we could talk basketball right now. Like, we may curse, we may yell, we may shout, like, nigga, shut up, nigga, this nigga, that, you know, like, but that's the audience that I'm trying to reach, you know. And also, I'm also trying to reach that audience because I feel like that's an underserved audience, you know what I mean? Like, if you want just that cookie cutter, same formula, let's debate this, and, you know, let's debate chicken and ham every day for 2 hours, 3 hours, and then, of course, you want real sports conversation. Yeah, you may not agree with my opinions all the time, but at the very least, you know I'm knowledgeable and I have a passion for what I'm talking about. Then listen to my show or listen to anybody else's show. And that's the thing that, you know, and like going back to the original subject, you know, topic, like, you got to be passionate. You mentioned a lot of guys that fall off after 6 months. I knew people that did podcasts and they fell off. Another thing is, you got to be committed. This is work. And a lot of people come into this as like, oh, it's kind of a hobby, or like a, oh, I'll do it when I have time. Like, nah, this is work. You know what I mean? Because you gotta find the time to do it. You gotta edit your show. You gotta, you gotta promote it. You gotta put it out there. You know what I mean? So this is work. You know, people don't understand. Like, it's work. And it's not work because I love it, but it's also work because it's something that you gotta do. You gotta hustle. You gotta put the work in and the time and the effort in to do it and make it the best possible podcast you can make it.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. I didn't even know when I got in the podcast something. I'm gonna sit in front of this mic, I'm gonna record, I'm gonna throw some music on it, and I'm done. And then now, like, I'm sitting here, and it takes me almost as long to edit the podcast as it does to record it. And that's just because I want it to be, when you hear my show, I want you to feel like I record in this high end ass studio, when really, I mean, I have a lot of good equipment that you find in studios, but I'm in my fucking basement, man. Like, I'm in my soundproof basement, and that's it. Like, anyone could do this, man, if you really have the dedication to do it. So, yeah.
Another thing too is YouTube is your friend. Like, I learned how to record. I learned how to edit. Like, I never in my life thought I could, like, record audio and edit audio. Like, I thought this was some shit that you went to, like, what's that school in Florida? Damn, what's that, like, big technical school, whatever. I thought this was, like, some shit that you go to DeVry. Or you go to, you know what I'm saying? You go to, like, your technical college. Like, nah, man, I just I watch YouTube videos. I will pause, do it as I'm, you know, watching it. I'm doing it, you know, pick up pointers and do this. And that's how I learn. And that's how I kept doing it and get better and better. And all that, the friends that were producers, and I let them edit my shit, and they showed me how they do it. And it's like, hey, man, if you really want it, man, the tools are out there, man. You just gotta, it's like learning, man. It's like learning how to ride a bike. Practice makes perfect. So, you know.
And I can't stress enough how many people are, like, paying for other people to edit their podcast and really, like, just really spend a day and watch YouTube and just bust your ass. And I guarantee, like, people are putting so much money into other people doing things that they could really learn themselves. Like, and I guarantee you, the person that you're paying watched the same YouTube videos you did.
Absolutely. Like, first of all, I didn't have that kind of bread to just be paying for somebody to edit my show every week. And then another thing too, it's like, yo, it's like, it's crazy. And that's the other thing too, about when you have a vision and a passion, other people see that and they want to help. You know what I mean? They want to be a part of that. Like, I had so many people reach out to me, like, yo, like, people that dudes that I knew produced music and whatever, but I ain't really, you know, I don't really keep it on me, that I knew from high school, whatever. And people reached out, I'll edit your show for you, dog. You need a theme. I because people see that. Like, it's amazing how that works sometimes. Like, when people fuck with people's visions. Like, if they see that people are legit and they want to do something, like, people have your back more than you think, honestly. So that's another thing that I learned from this. It's like, yo, if you legitimately have a passion for this and you want to do something, yo, you'd be surprised the amount of help and the amount of people that are going to reach out to you.
Yeah, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact, man.
Yeah.
Well, bro, I mean, we're gonna get ready to wrap up. But any parting words, any last thing on your mind that you want to talk about, man, before we go ahead and tell the people? We definitely give them a chance to plug your podcast so they can go and find you. But anything else on your mind?
Nothing, man. I'm just wanted to say, first of all, to you, thank you, man. Thank you for making me a part of the Breaks family. It's dope. I've been following the show and the other hosts of shows for a while now, so it's good to be a part of that team. And you know, just be on the lookout, man. 2019 is ours, man. We doing big things. So I just wanted to thank you personally for bringing me on the team, man. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to reach out to me. So I'm very appreciative. And again, I know we've been kind of on the subject of just getting started on podcasts. Anybody that's thinking about doing a podcast, man, just hit me up. I love to help other people. Because that's another thing, too. When I started, I didn't really have a lot of people helping me. I just kind of went and did it. So I always like to reach out to other folks that are getting started and just if I can help, if I can, yo, this is what I did or this is the YouTube videos. I have all that stuff saved so I can email that or pass it on to anybody else, man. If you're really serious. Yeah.
Absolutely, bro. And thank you, man. I mean, I appreciate the words, but thank you for trusting me, man. Like to work with me and shit. Like, cause you know, in this world, and I hate to say it, man, there's a lot of people who will capitalize off someone else's talent for their own. And I've seen those, and I've had those eyes turn towards me as I'm growing the media company. They're like, why are you reaching out to me? I'm like, bro, I reach out to people that I already fuck with their product. Like, it's none of that. And so. Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate everyone. Shout out to everyone on the breaks, everyone who contributes to the YouTube, the podcast side, the blog side, like in anything. If you work on anything breaks related, shout out to y'all, man. And I'm going to keep interviewing. I want to have the more of the breaks team on the podcast. That's what I've been trying to focus on, at least this month, because I'm trying to reel in the guests a little bit. Just we got a brand now, man. So I feel like I need to keep it in-house for a little minute. So that's what I've been trying to focus on this month.
Hey, man, you got to fuck with people that have your same vision and your same passion, honestly. So, you know what I'm saying? You could try making someone have your views and same passion. And that's another thing I learned in this, and not to get too much into the topic again, but, yo, I had to learn that not everybody has my grind. Not everybody has my hustle. Not everybody has my dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started my podcast with two other friends, and they slowly fell off. And not because, and they're still my friends, they're still my peoples. But yo, this wasn't their dream. This wasn't their thing. You know what I mean? So I respect them for that. And I had to learn that because I felt like, oh, well, I'm passionate about it. You should be passionate about it. Nah, it doesn't always work out that way. So that's another thing too, man. Just because you have a passion for it, don't mean that everybody else is going to have a passion for it. So work and associate yourself with people that have the same vision and the same hustle mentality as you do.
That is a fact, and that's great words to leave them on. Man, Mr. Brown, go ahead and tell them where they can find you, man, and find the podcast and everything. Then we're going to go ahead and ride out.
Once again, Hayes, man, thank you for having me on the show. I will gladly be back on anytime, and definitely will have you on the show, on my show, in the coming weeks, man, for real. As far as the podcast, man, Any Given Sunday, it's a sports, I like to look at it as a Sunday morning sports conversation. I interview writers, media people, other podcasters, anybody that's interested that I want to talk to, I like to talk to on that show. So, and sometimes I just have a conversation with myself. I know it's crazy. Just any topic that's bothering me or I want to get it, I want to rant. Sometimes I do a solo show, but for the most part, I like to have a guest on most weeks. I have a guest on there. So yeah, Any Given Sunday, follow us on Twitter, AGS Pod, on Instagram, AGS Pod, and on Facebook, Any Given Sunday. That's the show, man. And then we're on iTunes, Spreaker, Spotify, anywhere you can find and listen to podcasts. We're there. So we're anywhere. Just type it in Any Given Sunday, man. We're there. And, I'll the Twitter name. So on Twitter, we're AGS Pod 1 on Twitter. And then on Instagram, we're AGS Podcast. So my bad. AGS Pod 1 on Twitter and then at AGS Podcast on Instagram. And then of course you can follow me at The Manuel Brown on Instagram, at The Manuel Brown on Twitter.
Well, there you have it, people. Go and listen to them. Go and check them out. I promise you will not be disappointed at all. So before we can leave, you know we got to feed you. It's time to get into the soul food from the one and only Queen Poison. I will catch you guys after that to tell you adios. Let's get to it.
Good, beautiful souls, this is Queen Poison back at it again with this week's segment of Soul Food, because ultimately I want you to be a better version of you. So this week I'd like to discuss the newest EP from Summer Walker. My goodness, I don't know how many of you are fans of Summer Walker, but let me tell you, this 4-song EP gave me my whole life. And if I had to pick my favorite song so far, it would probably have to be Grave. Compared to her last piece of body of work that she just put out, I want to say a couple months ago, It's a bit of a different feel, a different vibe, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish it was a longer album, but I won't complain. I say that I'm completely satisfied. It's definitely a live sound, a more soulful feel. Not taken away from her as an artist, but it's definitely something different. I've discussed the album with a couple friends, and this one friend that didn't care for it too much, but the majority of us seem to agree that it's a dope body of work, so make sure you check it out. Also, I've been binge watching a lot of different series this weekend because, you know, this is a lazy weekend for me, and I am totally hooked on You for Netflix. My goodness. I didn't think I was going to like it at first. It's definitely a lot of suspense. You never know which way they're going to go with this. So I say that's also something that's definitely worth checking out. If you want to offer some song and show selections, I'm definitely up to checking those out. Chop it up with me. Be interactive. You can find me on Twitter at queen_poison. That's QUEEN_PZIIS0N. And make sure you take care of yourself.
That was the one and only Queen Poison. You guys know that accent. There's a lot of accents here on The Awakened Soul. So I hope you guys enjoy what it is. Take a stroll through the culture, man. But that's it. That's been episode 86 of The Awakened Soul. I'm your host, CEO Hayes. You can follow me at CEO HAIZE. But more importantly, you can follow The Awakened Soul Pod at Awakened Soul Pod or at The Awakened Soul Pod, whichever social media platform you decide to be looking at us on. It may be different. Lastly, you can also text us 614-547-2039. That's it. I will see you lovely and beautiful people next week. And I'm going to leave this last song for all the haters. Peace.
Daddy, wash.
Trust the money.
Get on my dick, body my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Get on my dick, body my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Okay, he's a Lancer playboy. Don't got much to say, boy. Cradle to the grave, and it's been like this since a slave boy. It ain't shit to pull up, pick the fucking tool up. Screaming hallelujah, pushing daisies and some tulips.
Itty bitty bitch, niggas in the city with a pull up with a stick. 30 with a dick, so you in a minute, nigga, put you in cement. Anybody get it, nigga, anybody get. Shot to the top, nigga, popping the shit. Got the drop on your crib and the spot you live. You talking the shit, nigga, stop it. I'm a god, I'm a king, I'm a giant. Nigga not trying, 40 my side. East side guy, better been more white. DIY, I'ma try, I'ma die for what I believe in. We like to feast and I like to eat cannibal meat. I am not an animal, a beast. Riding with the hammer on the seat. Shotgun, hand in my heat. Bad man, none of my freedom. Nigga get life with the white folks be. Online beef, not my motif. 4-5 me, ta-ta, go sleep. Don't mind little old me, little OG J.I.D. I came in on the boat seat. May I be the cold nigga with the most heat. Niggas know, bro, you don't know me.
Get on my dick, body my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Get on my dick, body my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spliff. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Okay, legend out the 2-6, y'all know who the truth is. Crazy like a movie by that nigga Stanley Kubrick. Perfect time to pop up, wet you like the hot tub. Clean up aisle 7, damn somebody getting mopped up.
Pull up on the block, any meanie money mo. You and every nigga that you know is getting pop. Fuck up on a nigga, ain't sitting in the box. Try sneak this and I'm picking up the glock. I squeeze this, I be picking up the top. Style she kiss, she I'm picking all the locks. Picking on nigga way bigger than I got. Picking on nigga.